Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump met with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany. We get more now from VOA's Luis Ramirez.
It was the most highly anticipated event of this G20 summit. U.S. President Donald Trump sat down with the Russian leader for the first time on the sidelines of the two-day gathering. The meeting was cordial, with Trump telling Putin the U.S. looks forward to, in his words, a lot of very positive things happening for Russia and for the United States. Putin told Trump he was delighted to meet him personally. Trump told Putin he was honored to meet him. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
The G20 leaders opened their Hamburg summit with low expectations and some anxiety on the part of some, concerned about what they perceive as possible isolationist and protectionist tendencies of the Trump administration. German Chancellor Angela Merkel called on leaders to make compromises. Meantime, on the streets of Hamburg, there have been more violent clashes between anti-capitalist demonstrators and anti-riot police. Police are anticipating the protesters will be out in peak on Saturday, when expected 100,000 protesters taking to the streets. An alleged human trafficker was arrested in South Sudan and turned over to Somalia. Somali government says the man headed a trafficking network smuggling thousands of people across East Africa to Libya and on to Europe. Leaders from the United States, South Korea, and Japan have agreed to urge the United Nations to speed up sanctions against North Korea following the country's July 4th intercontinental missile launch. The leaders all reaffirmed their commitment to denuclearize North Korea. This is VOA News. President Obama's special envoy for North Korea's human rights issues, Robert King, is calling for a selective travel ban after the death of a 22-year-old American college student held by the Kim Jong-un regime.
If we do impose some kind of travel ban, it should be selective travel ban. People ought not be going there for tourism. To run in the Pyongyang Marathon, no, people shouldn't be doing that. On the other hand, for people who are involved in humanitarian efforts, medical assistance, for example, to North Koreans, for multidrug-resistant tuberculosis, there's probably even some merit in terms of having that happen.
King's comments came after the death on June 19th of Otto Warmbier, a University of Virginia student who had been detained in North Korea for more than a year. Warmbier returned to the U.S. in a coma. It remains unclear what happened in North Korea that led to his death. He was detained for allegedly stealing a propaganda poster from a hotel in January 2016. Islamic State militants have fought to repel the advance of U.S.-backed Syrian forces in Raqqa, Syria. We get more now from VOA's Robert Rafael.
U.S.-backed forces have made major gains over IS in recent months. In the Islamic State group's de facto capital of Raqqa, the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said IS jihadists launched counterattacks against the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, which had advanced some 200 meters beyond the city's outer walls. The counterattack came after airstrikes put two massive holes in the ancient wall surrounding the city's central area. The UN estimates there are between 50,000 to 100,000 civilians trapped with IS militants inside Raqqa. Robert Rafael, VOA News.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions visited Guantanamo Bay Prison, where the U.S. has been holding terrorism suspects. Sessions went there to understand the current operations of the facility. President Trump said during his presidential campaign he would like to see the detention facilities stay open. Sessions has previously voiced his support for the same. An earlier denial of five high school students from Gambia have been granted now visas to travel to the U.S. to participate in an international robotics competition, global competition bringing together students from 160 countries in an effort to promote interest in science and engineering among high schoolers. The Gambian team will travel to the U.S. without their mentor, who was denied his visa. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.